Yeah, sweet. Yeah, I've kind of run the traps on all those things you just mentioned. The only problem with the Mercedes vans is that they're not very space efficient in the rear area. So you have a lot of compromises with your available space, which on a Class B is a big consideration. Yeah, and I'm not much of a Mopar fan myself, but what I'm seeing about those Ram ProMasters is they're actually pretty good. The engine is solid. There's tons of them out there. There's tons of spare parts readily available. Anybody can work on them, yada, yada, yada. And then as far as, going with something that's off-road capable, I mean, I used to have a Jeep that was all set up for overlanding, had a rooftop tent on it. I could literally take that thing anywhere. And what I found is when I went camping with it, I really didn't utilize the full capabilities of it. I didn't go to places like Drummond Island to go camping. I went to Drummond Island to go wheeling, but I realized I really didn't need all that capability. Most of the camping I was doing was just down a two-track road. So, you know, a Class B that's maneuverable and able to get into tighter spots and still park in regular parking spaces at grocery stores and street parking and things like that, I think is more our speed. And you know what? I might throw a lift kit and a couple of plates on it to protect the generator and other components, but I don't plan on taking it down the Hell's Revenge to trail in Utah or anything like that. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.